Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Greetings, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Today, we continue our contemplation on words, but especially upon God's Word. I had an interesting experience this morning. A friend of mine telephoned me, and so I picked up the receiver, and I said, "Hello." But much to my surprise, there was only silence on the other end of the phone. So I responded again, but in a much louder voice, "Hello!" Eventually, I heard a voice on the other end of the line say, "John! John, are you there? Can you hear me?" "I'm here," was my response. But again, there was only silence. Then a click, and the line went dead. My friend hung up because he couldn't hear me. Communication was rendered impossible because something had gone wrong along the way. Perhaps the lines were crossed. Or there was a blockage that did not allow me to be heard. And it was frustrating because I really did want to speak with my friend. And I could hear him as plain as day, but he couldn't hear me. Because he couldn't hear me, communication was rendered impossible. The dictionary on my computer defines communication as the process whereby speech, actions, or signs transmit information from one party to another. In my telephone example, no communication took place because my friend could not hear my voice. There was no transmission of information from one party to another. But God has a similar problem when it comes to communicating His Word and His love to us human beings. He longs to inform us all about what He has done for us. There is a blockage in the line of communication, however. The Bible tells us that He tries over and over again to speak to His people, but they would not listen. In fact, the Bible goes so far as to call us deaf to God's Word. We cannot, and we do not, want to hear what God has to say to us. So God sent prophets to perform all kinds of signs to call us to repentance. But again, the blockage was still there. Not only does the Bible call us deaf, but it calls us blind. Spiritually, we cannot and we will not see what God is trying to communicate to us. So God went so far as to send His Son, Jesus Christ, to demonstrate His love for us through Jesus' actions, even going so far as to die on a cross as our substitute. Jesus did this for us, to communicate to us God's love for each and every one of us. Jesus took it upon Himself to destroy the barrier that stopped communication between God and His creation. That barrier is sin. For sin is nothing more than our desire to be God. It is our pride, our self-seeking attitude, which communicates our desire to be the boss and the Lord of all. But thankfully for us, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings came to us to set us free from this sin, which only blinds us and closes our ears to God's Word, and it stops us from experiencing God's love. The line of communication between God and His creation, which was once blocked because of our sin and rebellion, is now open. He speaks to us through His Holy Word, through the signs and the actions of His Son, Jesus Christ, and we can be confident that God loves us and forgives us and continues to give us His good gifts freely, and that He wants us to communicate with Him through worship, Bible study, and prayer. Jesus spoke to His disciples, and He called them to follow Him. He speaks those same words to us today. His words, signs, and actions all transmit to us God's love. A love most fully heard, seen, and experienced through the death and the resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us pray. Lord, open our eyes to see how You work in our lives. Open our ears so that we may hear Your voice, and open our hearts so that we may believe Your promises. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.